I've had way too much coffee for that music. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Mike Pesca is joining me, Allison Stewart, and we know you're really supposed to be at work during the day, finishing up those TPS reports, but we know you're online looking at different stories. How do we know? Our production staff has scoured the internet, sifting through the most emailed and read stories of the week, which can mean only one thing. It is time for The Most. Producer MJ Davis is in the studio. What do you got, MJ?
Well, this is the number three thing on Dig right now. It's that, Mike me. It's the number three thing on Dig right now. It's that if you had spent in 2001 that $3.99 you spent on your iPod, if you just put it in Apple stock, it would be worth $10,000 right now.
And that iPod you bought in 2001 is basically a doorstop right now.
Right, you've trashed it.
Yeah.
You moved on to the video.
And it weighs about 10 pounds.
It's only playing that first Hooties and the Blowfish album. Hooties.
Mine is the number two most emailed from the Washington Post. 13% of the collection at the Library of Congress is misplaced. Apparently, people just put the books back in the wrong place on the shelf. They couldn't find 17% of the materials requested, could not be found. So now, apparently, today, it's somebody's job to go back and put all the books in order in the Library of Congress.
Just the Chicken Soups for the Soul series has got to be especially flummoxing.
Yeah. Have some respect for papers from the Constitution. Put them back in the right place.
Here's the most commented upon article in USA Today. It's an article that says that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan going into the next decade with interest will cost, according to the Congressional Budget Office, $2.4 trillion. Now, one comment was, I can think of nothing we could better spend our money on. And that was posted by a guy named Nick Fury, named after the cartoon character. But I was thinking, what does $2.4 trillion really get you?
A two-bedroom on 72nd Street in Manhattan. That's about it.
Let's contextualize $2.4 trillion. I got a couple of them, but let's start off. Let's go to the Forbes 400 list. And let's say you added Bill Gates' net worth, a little over $50 billion. You added that to Warren Buffett's net worth, a little under $50 billion. And you kept going down. Do you know how many people on the Forbes 400 list you'd have to add up before you got to $2.4 trillion?
How many, Pesca?
You wouldn't even get there. The whole 400 doesn't even equal $2.4 trillion. You could buy 2,000 Golden Gate Bridges for $2.4 trillion. Anyone else want to help me with context?
Dan?
Yeah, I got one here for you, Mike. If you took $2.4 trillion and put it into pennies, you'd have so many pennies.
How many pennies would you have?
Thanks, Mike. That's for you. You'd have so many pennies that you could fill the Empire State Building with pennies 132 times.
Jeez.
That's amazing.
After time 11, you got it, really.
And you know what's even more amazing? Tell people how you figured that out, Dan.
There's a website that calculates how many pennies would fill various large buildings. We'll link to it on the blog. It's called the Mega Penny Project.
My favorite part of the story.
Yeah.
You got one, Allison?
I during the break, I couldn't even figure how many million were in a trillion. I'm like, okay, Mike, is it 100 million? I'm not sure.
Trying to get a handle on the number of zeros.
I was an English and American literature major.
Hey, here's one for you. This is Ilya. You know, Halloween season is coming up. I was just searching how much we spend on candy every year. It's about $2 billion. So that means we would be celebrating Halloween for the next 120 years. If we just gave up candy for the next 120 years, we could pay for this war. So.
Divided by rotten teeth, and
right,
we got something.
Actually, there's a gain, so we knock off maybe 20
You know the
years.
Interstate highway system? Adjusted in current dollars, it costs like $425 billion. We could buy six of them. Six interstate highway systems.
I only need four.
Matt.
Yes.
Let's go on to some other most thing.
Other most things. This is the number one most emailed story at npr.org. It's a piece by Wade Goodwin that aired yesterday on Morning Edition. And it's about the deputy mayor of Dallas, Dwayne Carraway, trying to get people to pull their pants up because they're sagging. You know, they wear the saggy pants. They got the saggy pants. And Carraway says it's not just a teenage problem, that they're actually people in their 30s who are wearing saggy pants. And instead of creating a law that would arrest people for wearing saggy pants and showing their underwear and all that sort of thing, they created a public service rap song by Dooney the Priest. And this is what it sounds like. Pull them up. Yeah. Real man, stand up. Is that your underworld man? Pull your pants
dirt off my shoulders, right?
But some of y'all think it's cool. Walking around showing you're behind the other dudes. It looks retarded, degenerate, and real odd. Yeah, you're hard, but now it's hard to get a real job. What's up with it?
Number one most emailed story at NPR.
You know, I just heard Jay-Z's going back into retirement after hearing that. He's really concerned. All right, that does it for the most today. Matt, Dan, Ilya, MJ, thanks so much.
Don't show your swag with your bag of jeans. What? I'm just saying don't show you hey! With your bag of jeans. Pull them up. What's up with it, bro? Pull them up before you.